But today, July 6th, is the feast day of one of the youngest saints and martyrs in the church, St. Maria Goretti. I think all of you are too old to have been alive in the year 1950 when she was canonized with the largest crowd to ever attend a canonization, and that was 250,000 people. She was canonized and became the patron saint of young people and teenagers and youth. What we see in the life of Maria Goretti is a remarkable young woman. She was born in the year 1890 in Italy. She lost her father when she was only 6 years old. Her father died of malaria, so she was raised by her mother, who also took care of the five brothers and sisters. They lived on a farm, and Maria, her job was to really do all the household tasks and chores, to do all the sewing and cooking. The mother worked out in the fields. And on one particular occasion in July of the year 1902, Maria was 12 years of age. The next door neighbor, a man named Alessandro, who was 18 years old, had on a few occasions before tried to make advances toward her. She always refused. On this particular occasion, he saw her sitting there on the front porch by herself watching the baby and mending a shirt. He grabbed her, took her inside the house, and tried to make advances on her. And she refused. She said, "No, Alessandro, it is a sin. You will go to hell." He was so angry with her, he took out a dagger and stabbed her 14 times. The mother eventually heard the baby crying on the front steps, ran inside, saw Maria there, covered in blood. They took her to the hospital, and she lived for 24 hours. Maria, remember, was only 12 years old. She had only made her first communion about a month before. And so they called the priest, and the priest was there with her when she died, asked her if she forgave Alessandro for what he had done. She said, "I do forgive him, and I ask God to forgive him as well." Maria died a very saintly and holy death 24 hours later and received Holy Communion again on her deathbed. Was only one of maybe her second communion at that time. Well, Alessandro was arrested and sentenced to 30 years in prison. For the first 8 years, he remained hateful and unrepentant for what he had done. One night, he had a dream in prison, and he saw the young Maria Goretti, so beautiful, walking towards him, carrying a bouquet of lilies. She smiled at him and gave him that. When he woke up, he was converted, and he wept and he repented for what he had done. He called for the priest. Actually, the bishop came because it was such a serious sin that he had committed this murder. And so the bishop heard his confession. He remained in prison for 27 years. And from the time of 8 years in prison to 27 years in prison, he was a man of incredible virtue, prayer, and holiness. He prayed constantly each and every day. He was released from prison. He was about, in his 60s, I believe, when he was released. And the first thing he did was to go to Maria Goretti's mother. And there he asked her forgiveness. And her mother embraced him and forgave him. And what's remarkable is that when she was beatified in 1947, canonized in 1950, and Alessandro, at age 66, attended the canonization ceremony with tears in his eyes, so grateful that he was converted by the prayers of this young virgin and martyr, St. Maria Goretti. Also present at the canonization were her mother and some of her brothers and sisters who were still alive. So she's the patron saint for young people, the patron saint for purity. She died as a martyr for Christ, to uphold the virtue of purity and to die for her love for the Lord. What's also interesting is that sometimes people will use the case of Alessandro for encouraging imprisonment rather than the death penalty. Some of them would say that if Alessandro had been killed by the death penalty right after he had killed Maria Goretti, he probably would have gone to hell having died unrepentant. But because he had 30 years, in this case 27 years, to think about his sin, he was converted. So it is a good example for, and I think the Holy Father, Pope John Paul II, has often encouraged us to consider that. Perhaps life imprisonment without parole rather than the death penalty. In this particular case, it certainly seems to have saved the soul of Alessandra. So on this wonderful feast day of St. Maria Goretti, this young 12-year-old girl who loved the Lord so much, we ask her prayers for all of our young people and from our parish and throughout the world, that she will be the great inspiration and model in the world today. And I'll give you a blessing now with the relic of St. Maria Goretti. I encourage you to venerate it after Mass. Through the intercession of St. Maria Goretti, Virgin and Martyr, may Almighty God bless you and your families. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.